Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Cindy Crawford is looking back on an interview she did with Oprah in a different light. So Cindy had just gotten discovered back in 1986 when she went on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She showed up with a representative from her modeling agency. And she is looking back on a comment that Oprah made and is feeling a different way about it. So she's in this new Apple TV Plus series called The Supermodels. And she said, "I was like the channel or a child, like be seen and not heard." When you look at it through today's eyes, when Oprah's like, "Stand up and show me your body, like show us why you're worthy of being here." In the moment, I didn't recognize it. Only when I look back at it and I was like, oh my gosh, that was so not okay, really, especially from Oprah. I definitely think
I think she was trying to be complimentary, yeah. But it came off different.
Come on, guys. It was also 1980, whatever it
86,
was.
86.
Yeah. I mean, I understand looking through it through time's eyes for sure.
If it happened yesterday, it'd be a different story.
Yeah, and you can't dismiss her feelings about it also. They were happening back then, but yeah it was a different time. So I don't even know why that this is making the rounds again.
Well, because she's on a show, and it's about, and they're talking about their history and their life. So stories are going to come up, and you're going to share stories, and they're going to become relevant again.
And some additional context. I'm glad this is coming up because I think this stuff needs to be talked about, because sometimes we're like, oh, you know, back in the day, people used to not care. Well, they did care. You just didn't say anything. But also, and not to speak for Oprah in any way, shape, or form, but I know she's been very open about her weight struggles, gain and loss. And as somebody who is of the heavier persuasion, I can understand why you might compliment somebody on their thin body, because if you're so, I don't want to say obsessed, but focused on your own weight and that's the goal and somebody else has the goal, they have the prize that you've been trying so hard to get. Of course you're going to be complimentary because you're like, congratulations, you have it, what everybody is trying to get. Mm-hmm. So it's not to excuse it, but just to give you that additional context as well.
It's also the industry, right? I mean, the industry, especially back then, was to have a certain body. So I think she meant it in a complimentary way.
I think she did too. That is the industry, but Oprah's not in the industry. She's a talk show host, and you want you to make your guests feel comfortable, and Cindy Crawford did not feel comfortable in that moment.
Well, I mean, technically, I mean, if you're going to be a quote-unquote good model, and back in those days you had to look a certain way, so it's almost like she was trying to compliment her on being good at her job, I guess. But I think you're right. Like, you can't invalidate her feelings. Like, if she felt objectified in that moment, that's how she felt. But I also feel like it's a perfect example of somebody's intentions wasn't exactly how it came across to the person who was, quote unquote, being objectified.
We talk about intent versus impact all the time.
Exactly. And something also that was really interesting in the clip that I continue to listen to, I had no idea Cindy Crawford was an engineering major at Northwestern before she became a model. Uh-huh. And honestly, it kind of didn't even seem like she wanted to be in the modeling industry at first. It seemed like her agent was like trying to convince her to do more stuff.
Yeah, she's brilliant. We've had her on the show back in the day. She's brilliant. She's intimidatingly brilliant. I mean,
She's beautiful. It's not fair.
She's got something's wrong with her. Just know that God doesn't make perfection like that. Something's up.
Are you sure? Because it is so irritating when people are like beautiful and highly intelligent, like Natalie Portman. Gorgeous actor, speaks multiple languages, went to Harvard. I'm like, pick one.
Right.
You get one.
And
okay?
Then they end up having kids that are just as perfect as they are.
Herber looks just like her mom.
And she's engaged to Austin Butler. I mean, God really does have favorites. And I specifically feel that way about Taylor Swift. Which, speaking of, Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner had the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever, and they absolutely did it. So Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner were spotted out in the West Village in New York at a restaurant called Via Carota. And let me put some context to this, because if they didn't want to be seen, they could have found somewhere to go. Via Carota is not one of those restaurants where you go to be hidden. It is the place to see and be seen. And Sophie and Taylor showed up looking amazing.
Both of Joe Jonas's exes?
Both of Joe Jonas's exes. So Taylor dated Joe about 15 years ago, has 1,001 songs about him. So now Sophie has an entire playlist specifically dedicated to her breakup with her ex. And Sophie and Joe just split a couple of weeks ago. We just started covering the story. And I gotta know, I wanna know what tea was spilt at the table. But I definitely think it looks like Taylor is taking sides on this one, if I had to guess.
Oh, sure.
Team Sophie. Sophie.
And Sophie looked good. I mean, she was specifically wearing something that was like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, it was her revenge outfit, her Princess Diana look, for sure. It's the viral meme song that's taking TikTok by storm. We'll play it for you on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.